shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch. And the truth, and it's a bitch tonight, is that while we will be on demand tomorrow with a video cast, right now, the live stream, you all right? One of our guys, Alex, is here, as a matter of fact, and it might be my breath, because he just suddenly stood up straight and grabbed...
My God, he looks like he's...
No, he's okay.
Well, is he all right?
You all right, Alex? Because...
Yeah, when I started talking, Alex stood up and grabbed his head. His sinus is like, wow, just a waft of onion. That might have been you, Margaret.
No, I don't think so. That's not even funny.
Anyway, welcome to the program. And for our longtime BSPs, yes, there is a problem here with our iOS stream. No, you won't miss tomorrow's on-demand. There will be an on-demand video cast of this show. Tomorrow, I can assure you of that. And, so is it recording now, Alex? Or?
Yep, just kicking in.
Oh, it's kicking in now. And hey, what can I tell you? You know, it is a process. And this idea, and for those of you who are listening and may not have an iOS platform, you know, have that Apple platform, you know, have a smartphone, an Apple phone, what have you. You know, this is something that is a part of the transition of media into, you know, the next phase. Not only, you know, video casting, which we've been doing now for 3 years, actually longer, but also making it available to people with the Apple, the iPhone, iPad, as well as other smartphones that up to this point didn't have it. Now, in order to do that, we have to deliver a certain kind of video stream. And we're having a hard time with this one, man. I mean, last night it went like it was beautiful, and tonight, not so good. So tomorrow is going to be decision day, you know.
Well, what does that mean?
You're probably going to call up the. What are you going to do?
Well, no, tomorrow I'm just going to call up. Tomorrow we're going to get on the phone with the techs, and we're probably just going to have to upgrade. I better not say this publicly, because then everybody's going to be over there chomping at the bit and saying, "Well, we can take them off that beta test program." It's been a beta test program that we've been on. I'm not even going to get into it. Let me just give it to you straight. Tomorrow night, it'll be beautiful. Believe me when I tell you. It'll either be beautiful or when Margaret and Bud and Robert walk in here around, say, what time do you guys get here?
I don't know. I get it about 9.
About 9 o'clock, yeah.
Why?
You'll see me swinging from the rafters with my neck in a noose. All right.
Oh, my God. You know, that's not even funny.
It's moderately funny.
You'll walk in and you'll hear.
That's not even. You know what?
Oh, she's walking to the bathroom?
No, I brought some Hostess. I brought some Hostess products.
Yeah, we get them?
No, they're not for you. I'm going to eat them. There's some of the cream-filled cupcake.
So you're going to sit and eat?
Yes, I happen. It's my dessert.
Is that for a kind of an anxiety thing?
No, it is not. It's not nervous eating. I'm going to get the Hostess cup drop dead.
Margaret brings in Hostess cupcakes from home and she's not going
to
share?
Yeah, see, that to me.
Of course I'm. Don't make an issue out of it, fatso.
Oh!
Yeah, well, she's right.
She's right about what?
Well, you're going on a diet, man. Everybody's saying you're looking good without that weight on. And now you're going to have a Hostess cupcake. Forget it.
A Hostess what?
Cupcake.
You didn't say it good.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did. I'm just screwing around. So I'm fatty, huh?
You know something, Phil? You really, you can kid to a point, and then you sort of go over the Niagara Falls of humor. In other words, you're ha-ha, the audience is on your side, until you say you'd like some of these Hostess cupcakes, which I've got right here.
Can I get one?
No.
Why not?
I don't have to. Do I have to give him a gift? Get away from me.
I just wanted to reach over and...
Get away from me.
I want to...
You'll lose the hand. You'll lose use of the hand. Do you want that?
No.
Don't grab, Bud. God.
What?
That's about the rudest thing. Who the hell taught you your manners? You don't reach over and grab. Of course, you don't sit and eat in front of people.
Are you talking about me?
You're sitting there, Margaret, with these Hostess cupcakes.
That is exactly right. What's wrong with that? Don't you laugh at me, you bastard. This is my dessert.
Okay, you're on a radio show, right?
Yeah.
You recognize that your mouth is full of cupcake while you're trying to talk?
Oh, big loud. Miss Gray, you're not supposed to talk with your mouth full.
Yeah, well, not that she hasn't.
What are you trying to say to me? You trying to say I'm used to talking with my mouth full?
No.
That's exactly what I'm used to using the song.
Can you not talk to me with your mouth full, please?
Did you hear what he just said?
Margaret, do you mind?
No.
I can't understand you with your mouth full of Hostess cupcake.
Did you hear what he... God, that's good. Did you hear what he just said, that I'm used to talking with my mouth full? There's only one way to interpret that, Phil. Only one way.
Bud, it's crude, it's rude, it's ungentlemanly and ungentlemanlike, and it's non-gentleman, okay?
Non-gentleman.
Right.
Mm-mm. Hostess cupcakes. Look at the cream cheese.
Yeah, I'll bet you like the cream. Oh, my God.
I told you, it doesn't mean you have done a hand.
You know, the whole start of this show has been butchered alive because you're sitting there with the mouth full of Hostess cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
What about it? First of all, you know what? I might as well just get Debbie Daly in here to do the show, because that's what this thing's starting to sound like. It's starting to sound like Phil and the people who can't talk good, you know.
I talk gooder than she is.
Oh, right. What about the front row?
Why don't you
Hold on. Now, you watch right what you... See, here again, Phil, why don't you swallow? Did you actually say that to me while we're on the air? Did you say that?
Margaret.
Did you say... Get my husband...
No, you're not getting any... Not getting Frank on here. 877, I've got all kinds of stuff to do. I got news. I've had a fist fight break out. I had another one almost break out. I got Bud, you with the mouth full. You with the cream filling. Her with the Hostess cupcakes. Can't understand a word anybody's saying. You go and get the Hostess cupcakes because, I don't know, you got upset with something.
I got upset with the whole conversation that started this... I don't even remember.
You know, that's the other thing. Nobody's remembering anything around here, man. We were supposed to have a show log last night. There was no show log on a website. You want to know why? Because no one can remember what the hell it is that we did. It just goes in one eyeball and out the other, or one ear and out the other, something. I don't know what it is. Sylvester Stallone's tapes destroyed in abuse settlement with half-sister. Huh? Classified court documents have revealed a settlement reached by Sylvester Stallone and his half-sister Tori Ann Filiti 25 years ago over abuse allegations she made. Stallone agreed to a $2 million payment, but six tapes were to be destroyed as part of the agreement. Oh, this is disgusting, if it's true. Even if it isn't true.
What kind of abuse are they talking about?
Does she have to lick her fingers or anything?
Yes, I do.
You know, it's really rude, you know, to be talking with the mouth full.
Phil, I told you about it. I'm at home.
What?
I said I told you about it.
Can't understand a freaking thing. The New York Post...
I said this is my dessert. Dessert. You understand what dessert is, right? This is something we have in America. I didn't get my dessert tonight.
You know what's funny about that?
What?
Everybody talk. I hear people talking about their dessert like it's a vital part of the meal. I didn't get my dessert.
Yeah, I had dessert.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to have your dessert. You do not have to have your dessert. It's the most worthless. You want to have some dessert?
Wait a minute. You're going to tell me you have a piece of fruit? That's... What a ridiculous...
Well, Phil, piece of fruit. Try offering a 14-year-old boy an apple after dinner. Here's your dessert. My God, there might be not... You know, it figuratively, my son would never even raise... so much as his voice to me. But mentally, the vision that he has is... It's a Jack the Ripper autopsy photo. That's what he's thinking.
You ought to take your son to a psychiatrist.
I beg your pardon?
If your son is seeing in his mind a Jack the Ripper autopsy photo, when you offer him a piece of fruit for dessert...
Oh, don't be so dramatic, Phil.
You're the one who got with the Jack the Ripper...
Stumbling around here going,
yeah, you know, Mr. Henry, people listen in because they want to hear you announce the words good.
People listen in because they want to hear me announce the words good, huh? All right, how's this for announcing the words good? Your son needs a psychiatrist. See, that's how you say it.
And I think you're a boor and a pig to say that my son needs a psychiatrist because he has the normal thoughts of a 14-year-old boy.
A 14-year-old boy thinks this. If his mother... offers him an apple for dessert instead of a nice piece of chocolate cake, he thinks that he's...
Oh, boy, you really have got a problem, don't you? You're all tongue-tied and nervous and red and stammering.
Yeah, Mr. Andy, it's almost like you're getting stage fright or something.
You got stage fright?
No, I don't have stage fright. Your son imagines a Jack the Ripper autopsy photo.
Yes. You want me to... Boy, I think you're getting off on it.
Yeah, it's not very pleasant, Mr. Henry.
See, you don't know what to say.
Yeah, I do know what to say. If Jason J. Delmonico is thinking of a Jack the Ripper autopsy photo, which I don't know why he's thinking that.
Well, Manson family. How about that? Does that make you happy?
No, it doesn't. None of it makes me happy. It all makes me think that your son is nuts and needs a psychiatrist and needs to be belted in someplace and given electroshock. Now how do you feel?
You know, that's actionable. I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk away and I'm going to try to compose myself. And I have the rest of, this cupcake. You know, I'm going to go straight to the hell.
What's that?
I said go straight to hell.
Go straight to ha?
Hell, you...
Don't go to hell.
No kidding. Oh, boy, I tell you, offer a 14-year-old kid an apple for dessert and he will... Imagine a Jack the Ripper autopsy photo where you're standing.
Oh, it's real funny now, isn't it?
What?
I said it's real funny now.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. More on the Sylvester Stallone story here. Some tapes had to be destroyed. I don't want to get into a whole salacious and disgusting description, but I think I will. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
No, nothing, man.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have an ongoing situation here in our studio where we are dealing with our partner that provides our video streaming for our Apple products. We've got a failure tonight. I apologize to my subscribers. This is the first for a long, long time that we've been live with a radio show and we haven't had a video cast. So I think that with Bright Cove, that's something else you can bring up with them tomorrow, you know. And I was singing their praises. And I got to tell you, I go on Facebook, I go on websites, I talk about how great they are and this, that, something else. And boom. And you know the thing that bothers me more than anything is the possibility that you're in a test program that they almost kind of rig to fail so that you'll be kicked upstairs into the permanent higher echelon and, oh yeah, more money program.
Well, you're accusing them of something very dishonest.
No, I think what I'm accusing them of is something that's standard in business, to be honest with you. This baloney about, well, you can get this tier, or you can upgrade to this tier. Well, look, you got to be born at night on the back of the turnip wagon and all those other cliches. If you believe that in American business today, there's such a thing as different tiers of service, but, you know, it's very consistent at each level, and nobody's trying to get you to spend more money. You know, yeah, sure, we want you to stay at the... We want you to always buy those outfield seats for $1.50. I guess if they're sold out with the box seats, they don't mind. But if they're looking to sell some box seats, it ain't going to make them happy selling those, you know, outfield seats. That's my only point. So, this is the first time that we've been without a video cast in a long time, and I just kind of, you know, I'm saying to you guys at Bright Cove, this is going to be something we're going to talk to you about tomorrow. I mean, I'm just, you know, we're running a business here, and it's a whole new world, man. Everybody is working for themselves and running their own thing, and you go with the people that are recommended to you, and if you guys can't come through, and I got to tell you, I'll repeat what I said, when the Sullenberger story broke. Remember Mr. Sullenberger, the pilot? Forget the man's name now, but Sullenberger is the pilot of the U.S. Airways jet that went down in the Hudson River. And everybody was just loving this guy, you know. and talking about what a great guy he was, and just you couldn't get enough of the story. And I remember saying at the time, it's because there's so few people that know how to do their job anymore. I mean, really, there's so few people that can walk into wherever it is that they walk into and do their job well and excel at what they do, you know.
Well, you're going to give a speech?
Hey, man, that's... Give a speech.
Don't be laughing like that, man.
Yeah, that's one for me, too.
I didn't do anything.
Shut up. That's the one thing you can do. So when a guy comes out of the blue and he lands the plane, he saves the lives of God knows how many people, lands the plane in a river, you know, those are generally crashes. You're lucky if you get away with just a few fatalities. You're lucky if you get away with a few seriously injured. You're figuring somebody is going to be hurt. You figure that someone is going to die. If you can get most of the passengers and the crew off of the plane in relatively good shape, you're a hero. Here's a guy that lands the plane, not a soul lost, nobody hurt. Everybody gets off the aircraft, they're fine. And you're looking at it. This is excellence. This is a guy that knows how to fly. This is something we rarely see. And I'm not talking about football and hockey and sports and crap that you're sitting on your dead ass watching these guys doing something, and they may be hitting 350, and they may be scoring this many goals. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. It's absolutely meaningless. I mean, with all due respect to people that professional athletes, I'm not talking about that kind of excellence. We can't use that anymore, you know?
Well, now you're talking about... You have the Super Bowl coming up, so you should be very careful, because there are a great many people that are in love with the Super Bowl and feel that it is, you know...
No, I don't know. What? What is it?
Well, you know, but they can throw passes and everything.
They can throw passes and everything.
What are you talking about? You like football.
I do like football.
Well, then what are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is the excellence in football, the excellence in sports, the excellence that we're used to seeing on a day-to-day basis, because God knows there's very little of it anywhere else, with the exception of our military. And, you know, if I'm sounding like some kind of a warmongering, I don't mean to. What I'm saying, I look around me in the world today and I ask myself, well, where is the great work? Where's the top-notch great work? Now, a lot of it I know is behind the scenes. I know that there are stories of heroism, and there are stories of real quality work, doctors, whoever, that we never hear about. What we do hear about, though, is just colossal failure. All the time, over and over, especially these days, the failures of the banks, and the failures of the this, and the failures of the real estate, and the failures of the... And by God, those failures, you know, we can say, well, we don't report the success stories enough. Maybe we don't, but those failures that I'm talking about right now, they cost us dearly. They cost us years off of our lives. They've cost us as a country. They've cost the world. So you can't say they're insignificant. And the whole thing with the Super Bowl, man, I love it. I love watching it. I have a great time, as we all do. But I'm not leaving. I don't leave that game. I don't walk away from that experience having had my faith in the greatness of what some people can achieve restored. It just, I don't, big deal, man. You know, the guy threw some touchdown passes, the team played a game, and they won. And at the end of the day, it doesn't mean a thing. It means nothing. Because it's not the kind of skill that, in my opinion, saves lives. It's not the kind of skill that moves any kind of a real meaningful operation forward, something that employs people, something that is doing work that will actually benefit us, our pocketbooks, our health, our safety.
Yeah, but okay, so what if the camera worked tonight and then it worked? You're talking about excellence of everything.
That's a very good point, Bud. What about that, Phil? So your camera works. What are you doing that's so wonderful?
Well, let's forget about me for the moment. Let's just talk about the guys that are supposed to provide the stream. You know.
Well, I'm talking about providing a stream. I got one I'll provide.
Oh, isn't that funny?
That's very crude.
Well,
you know, Robert, yeah, that's real funny. But what I'm trying to say is I got a job that I got to do here. Right now I'm depending upon somebody. I'm depending upon people to help me. And where are they? They've failed me. They've failed me. Okay? Remember, As Oliver Hardy once said to Stan, never mind.
United we stand, divided we fall.
United we stand, divided we fall. All right, we'll be right back with the really, you know, the really important stuff, which is the Sylvester Stallone abuse of his sister story. We'll be right back. World famous, forget about whether or not the camera works tonight. We'll be right back. World famous, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
And they do.
Like, I don't want to argue about it. Margaret Gray is with us, as she is every night. And you wanted to do, Margaret...
Yes, where is the, you know, we're really getting sloppy around here.
Where is it, bud?
Talk about on Hollywood?
Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood is the theme. Now, look, I shouldn't have to sit here.
Take it easy, Margaret, okay? We didn't even decide that you were going to do this until, you know, just before we came out of the break. So it's Hooray for Hollywood, bud. It's in the wave cart. It should be cut number 3. No, I'll tell you what it is. If you go over to the file and you take a look.
This it?
Yes. I just... Will you turn it down?
I'm trying to find it, but your talking was distracting me.
Thank you, bud. And good evening, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray, and welcome to Gray on Hollywood.
But you are.
You dirty...
Oh!
How's that feel?
Jeez, you really gave him a gut shot.
Tell you something, would you turn that garbage off? I told you the next time I was bringing the pain, didn't I?
Man, you really hit him.
Take it easy. I told you I'd bring the pain.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Well, what did he say? What did he do?
You heard when I said this is Gray on Hollywood, he said, I'll bet you are. And then
turn that down, bud.
Oh,
quit faking it.
Not faking it.
Yes, you are. Start it again. Good evening, everyone. This is Gray on Hollywood. Don't you dare.
I didn't say anything. I said... Ugh.
Yeah.
It hurts. It hurts bad.
Would you knock it off? Turn the music. Knock it off, bud, okay?
I might have a rupture.
Are we going to...
Shut up, man.
All right.
Start again.
Good evening, everyone. This is Margaret Gray with Gray on Hollywood. And tonight I'm going to discuss with Phil and others the film Zero Dark Thirty. And Zero Dark Thirty by Kathryn Bigelow could have been a great film. Unfortunately, it's not a great film. And you know, when we talk about a great film made by, if you'll permit me to say, a sister, another woman achieving in film, it is very disappointing to see a woman, a sister, again, a woman in film, who should be expressing, I think, more progressive views than Kathryn Bigelow. And what I'm talking about is the notion, as is articulated in her film, that valuable information was gained by the CIA to find Osama bin Laden by way of torture. This is an unmitigated lie. The fact is, the film misstates. And as Stephen Colbert said of the film's depiction of recent history, it lacks its truthiness. Stephen Colbert, as you know, is an individual who has kept us honest. Thank God for Stephen Colbert. I'd just like for a moment, thank God that we have someone who with humor and wit, with style, with his a little bit of dash, and I personally think he's cute, enables us to laugh as well as see the truth and do it in a way that is a little smartass, yes, and does tempt people to want to kick, if you're a man, kick us in the groin.
No, a shot to the testicles.
Did I ask you?
Why are you butting in, Robert?
You said shot to the groin.
I'm trying to express my anger while appearing to be humorous and mirthful.
What are you angry about?
I'm angry about this two-bit whore. I'm angry about this woman saying the torture elicited information.
You know, Margaret, there's a little bit of a misunderstanding here, okay?
No. Did you see a sign out in front of my house that said misunderstanding?
Margaret?
No, wait a minute. Did you or did you not see a sign out in front of my house that said misunderstanding?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't. And you know why? Because there ain't no sign that says misunderstanding, because misunderstanding ain't my business.
I'm just saying that there, all right, maybe not a misunderstanding. Maybe there was what some people think is actionable or information that is used, that were useful from torture. Somebody else, you know, didn't. I mean, I just think the CIA making these claims, I believe they're pointing to the CIA saying that there was no information that was gained by way of torture. Is this the same CIA that people said was lying on behalf of George Bush and now they're telling the truth?
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I think that the CIA is one of these entities that people kind of, it's just this nebulous thing that people use for their benefit. I mean, if they've got information that benefits you, people believe them, and then the next thing they don't, and I don't know.
Well, before we completely surrender to the notion that Zero Dark 30 is dead and the water, by the way, failed, it has been a success. It's been an epic success. It made $70 million domestically. 6 weeks after it premiered, it's still number three at the box office. 14 nominations. Jessica Chastain has won a Golden Globe and numerous other honors. It's an amazing... Five Oscars. Count them. Five. One, two, three, four, five. How many fingers on this hand?
Four.
How many fingers, bud?
Five. It's technically a thumb.
Oh, who gives a sweet... How many fingers are on my hand?
Five.
Never mind, he ruined it.
All right, there's five fingers on your hand.
And that means five Oscar nominations. Now, unlikely a juicy sex scandal, this kind of political and intellectual controversy has a negative impact in the same way that criticisms of humanizing rather than vilifying Margaret Thatcher damaged last year's Iron Lady. Many women, but not the avid filmgoers in New York and Los Angeles, are afraid to see Zero Dark Thirty, or at least have shoved it down their must-see list. Given how much movie tickets cost and a few nights out, the majority of soccer moms and single women don't want to spend their discretionary dollars and date nights on the waterboarding movie.
Now, wait a minute. Who calls it the waterboarding movie? Nobody.
I just got done telling you a lot of...
No. Now, I gotta jump in here. This movie, you just said, is a success with every single solitary group of people except for anti-war, anti-Bush, anti-Iraq, anti-military people. That's it. Forget it. Don't tell me anything different. That's what this movie... Those are the critics. The movie, as you just said, is a smash success in every way that you could possibly imagine. Critically, at the box office, the performances, everything. The studio's got to be happy. And yet, you're saying that the movie has had this failure or this fall. Why? Because those of you that are politically... Well,
don't you dare say politically motivated.
Margaret, I'm going to say it. Politically motivated, you don't like the movie, and you're doing your best. And that includes you know who that really includes? That includes the film critics who are politically motivated, who are, for the most part, a sort of Iraq war group. And these are the people that are bad-mouthing the movie, and these are the people that are doing their best to ruin this movie's business and this movie's reputation in years to come.
That, you better apologize for that. I have never tried to ruin this film's reputation. I have said what I think, and if it ruins the film's reputation, I'll be happy because I...
Why? Why would you call her a sister? Why do you want to ruin a film that a, quote, sister worked her ass off on? Catherine Bigelow worked her ass off on this movie like she did The Hurt Locker. She's made a couple of great movies here. She's probably the best director of war movies that we've had since Sam Fuller, if you want to get right down to it.
Oh, don't give me... Sam Fuller was a genius.
Yes, he was. Sam Fuller also was a combat veteran. He'd been in war. And the films that he made reflected that experience. Catherine Bigelow has not. And yet, look at the horrible and beautiful reality she brings to her movies. That's somebody... That's someone who has immersed herself in the experience and has immersed herself in the experience of filmmaking and in the story, and that's someone who wants to tell a truthful story, a truthful story. So, I think it's the interpretation. And, of course, Argo, told this story that everybody said was kind of a dishonest story. They didn't like it. The Canadians got upset with it, and they dissed the Canadians, and they played up the CIA's role in this one, and people didn't like that one either,
Well, there you go. That was a film that was playing up the CIA.
Yeah, and they didn't like it.
Well,
I mean, I'm telling you, anytime that America's post-Second War, anytime that America's, these days it seems that when the United States and our military might and the preeminence of our country politically in this world is actually given a little bit of an ovation in a film, is actually given some appreciation or a positive story is told, somebody's got to crawl out from underneath the baseboard someplace and say there's something wrong with it.
Crawl out from underneath the baseboard. This was going to be my report. And you...
Oh, is she bawling?
You crying, Miss Gray?
Well, what do you think?
Not another... Margaret, not another cupcake.
You got me very upset. I'm very upset. I go home.
So you're going to eat? You're going to eat to get rid of your pain?
I'm not in pain, Mr. Henry. You can't do that to me. You have a hell. I'm simply saying that I don't have a cupcake because, yes, I'm embarrassed. I think the movie could be a great movie.
I can't understand anything you're saying.
That's tough. You're the one who made it.
She said you're the one that made her eat it.
I think I understood that much.
Also, tell Phil that if I get to do a movie, I will do the movie review, not him.
She said that if she gets to do a movie review, she wants to do the movie review, not you.
That's a good point. That's fair enough, Margaret. I apologize.
Tell Phil I don't accept the apology.
She said she don't accept your apology.
Why don't you accept my apology?
Because I wanted to talk about the blow up and get the bait. But then we'll never have to kill it.
She said because we're up against the break, she's going to have to can it so she doesn't think it's heartfelt and she doesn't care.
I tell you what, when we come out of the break, you can do the report.
All right, can I do it with Debbie Daly?
With who?
Debbie Daly.
She said she wants to do it with Debbie Daly.
Debbie Daly? She can't, nobody can understand her.
I don't care. You say that that's the word.
Fine, great, you can do it with Debbie Daly.
This ought to be hot, man. You with the mouth full and Debbie Daly. Good thing you swallow. And another... Ah! Yikes!
I told you to... Excuse me, I told you to shut up.
We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Truth and you didn't, is did our you? Bitch.
No.
The Phil Henry
you
Show.
You just went ahead and tempted fate, didn't you? That's what you do, Dickman. That's your lot in life. Tempting fate.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here at philhenryshow.com, although we will be on demand tomorrow. For those of you who watch our video cast, we'll be there for you tomorrow, as usual. It's the live cast tonight, the live Phil TV that we do not, that we've not been able to provide tonight. I apologize for that. This is, as I say, this is the only time in the 3 years now that we've been doing, maybe a little more than three, maybe a little less. I can't remember when we actually started doing our Phil TV video cast, but in the 3 years or thereabouts that we've been doing these, this is the first time that we have not, with a live show, done a live video cast, and I apologize for that, but we're going to have this fixed, and it's going to be an epic thing, and there'll be tulips and beer flowing from the skies, and immortality, a cure for all kinds of disease.
Red gonorrhea.
Why would you say that when Phil is trying to describe something beautiful?
On account of your husband has an untreated gonorrhea, and he calls everybody her. Now, yeah, that stings.
Can we not opt to belting the guy every time you disagree with him?
You know what? He's had it coming all night with the she climbs all over it, do you swallow?
Margaret, you're the one that's sitting there, when, by the way, if it isn't so bad...
I'm the one that's sitting here doing what? Having my dessert. I didn't get my dessert. How many times do I have to say it? I didn't get my dessert.
Margaret.
I didn't get my dessert. In America, Phil, in homes all over this country. What are you crying for? Because of the way you're treating me.
Mr. Henry, you got to go easy on her.
What am I doing, man? I'm asking her to be a professional and not shove her face full of Hostess cupcakes while she's on the air.
Okay, now you've just made me... I'm sorry, Phil, but what you're doing is you're causing me to have, you know, stress and strain that I want to have a cupcake.
Can you resist the cupcake temptation for 5 seconds? I mean, I want to hear what you're saying about dessert. You didn't get your dessert, and I understand. In America today, and all over America, if I may anticipate what you were going to say.
I'll do it. Hold off a bit. Get me a glass of milk, will you? You there with the plate in the head?
Yeah.
You there with the plate in the head.
That's right.
Here you go, Miss Gray.
Thank you. Boy, that hits the spot. Now then.
All right, will you come on?
Now, what are you going to do? I'm going to call up Debbie Dale and get her on the air. In the air.
You'll get her in the air, man.
Get her on the air so that the two of them can tell, you know, I won't be able to understand a word.
Debbie Daly, Phil, I had to belch. I'm sorry. Debbie Daly.
Well, that's if you drink the milk that fast.
That's right. Debbie Daly, Phil, is going to come on this program this evening, and she is going to woo. Okay, she's going to agree with a lot of what I've got to say. I think we need some solidarity up in here. If you know how the kids do it, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty good, Miss Gray.
Thank you. We need some solidarity up in here. All right. Okay.
Yes, fine. That's...
Well, then say it.
We need some solidarity up in here.
Boy, are you lame. All right. This is Margaret Gray, and if I could, I'd like to get Debbie on the line.
I want to take a phone call here. Let's just take a very quick phone call. Is that all right?
Certainly.
Let's go over here now to Karen. Hi, Karen. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray. Karen?
Phil, how are you doing, dear? This is Karen Deauville. I've got my husband, my brother Jerry here, and my husband Joe are here, and we've been listening to your program tonight. It is so much fun.
Oh, God, not this woman.
Margaret, how are you? It's Karen Deauville. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great.
I'm wondering, Phil, can I ask you a question? How do you sit still and keep your composure? Margaret is a scream. She is. Jerry?
Yeah, how about that, mate?
What is that, honey? That's my brother, Jerry, my brother-in-law, Jerry. You want to say hi, Phil?
Yeah, just very briefly, and I've got to get back to the show.
Here, Jerry.
Hey, Phil. Listen, not for nothing, and we don't want to take up too much of your time, but we just have one hell of a time listening to you every night. I don't care where we are. I don't care what we're doing. I don't care who we are. And a lot of times, Karen said to me, did you tell me I had an identity crisis?
Jerry was talking about the identity. We get these identity cards. Who are we? Why are we sitting at home listening to the radio when most of America's, you know, watching television? But you know something, Phil? I will always listen to the radio. I love you so much. If I wasn't married, my God, you'd be in trouble. Okay, listen, Joe wants to talk to you. Joe, do you want to say anything?
No. Just... Hey, Phil. Joe DeVille.
How are you, Joe?
I'm very good, but I'm listening to you. You are one sunny, funny, what?
Don't say that, bitch!
You are one funny SOB. You are one funny son of a bee. Because that's how we say it.
Come on.
No, I want to talk to this young man because you are one funny, bastard. Funny. Go ahead.
All right, honey. We've got to go. Margaret, we love you.
Yeah, that's great.
And Phil, God bless you, okay?
Hey, hold on. Hey, Phil, listen, if you get over to Wayne, and that's if you get to Wayne County in Maryland, or if you get anywhere over near Prince George, would you please look me up? Jerry DeVille, and I have we've got two big English Labradors. They're chained to a cement block out front. Well, let me just have that for, we've got an awful lot of people in this neighborhood. The Asians have moved in. I've got nothing against Asians.
Why don't you hang up?
All right, okay, that's fine.
Great.
Yeah, just come on by and...
All right, I got to cut out of that.
Well, that took enough time. My God.
All right, that's fine. I'm sorry. 877-876-7445. That's the Deauville family. Very nice people. Big fans. We've got on the line with us now from New York City. This is Debbie Daly. Debbie is a... She is the morning host on Daily's Daily, which is the only morning show on radio hosted by an individual who has who's hearing impaired. And Debbie joins us from New York City tonight. Debbie, how are you?
I'm doing really good, Adrian. We are really, really good.
And Margaret Gray is with us.
Debbie, how are you, darling?
Margaret, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I wanted to ask you, because Phil and I were having a little bit of a disagreement over this film by Kathryn Bigelow. Now, Kathryn Bigelow owes a lot to Hollywood, don't you think?
Well, I mean, most of all, she was young. I mean, she owes a lot. She was brought up, and he married her, and moved on living again.
Yeah, who is she married to, Phil?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, she's married to someone, and I think that's significant.
Why is that significant?
You don't think it's significant that she's married?
No, I don't.
Well, you... That's right. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention. It's who she's married to.
I don't know who that is.
Do you know anything? Do you know...
All right, hold on for a minute.
Well, I can't go anywhere with this interview, with this babbling...
Yeah, hold on for a minute. We'll be right back.
Don't you laugh at me.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Hold on. Just stick around.
God.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, be locked in a pit with her.